at the mountain has a lot of, you say it has a lot of real steep. Oh, talk about mountains. Have you ever seen a place in the mountains where the water will drop a long distance?
Called waterfalls? No, I hadn't got to see that, but I saw waterfalls in other places.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of pretty, aren't
they? They are. I go over to Bellingraph Garden every now and then. We go over there.
Yeah, people have been telling me about that. I never have gone.
You're missing all your
That's
life.
That's what they tell me. It's really pretty?
Yes, sir. In the bottom of the whole thing is to know that this lady, let me see, what was her name? But anyhow, she's rigidly caused all of them to haul all them big stones in there and fix it where the water comes over them. And it's just tremendous. Yeah, the story told about that place. And I've been there and looked at it with my eyes. It's really fine.
Is it a big place?
Yeah, it's a big place. I don't know. I'm an acre of ground covered. And some of the prettiest roses you ever need your eyes on this place.
I guess they have a lot of visitors.
Oh, yeah. All parts of the world goes in there. See that place.
Do they charge anything to get in?
Let me see. No. No, we went to free. But we go to free a lot of places where they do charge people.
I see.
Yeah, they let us go free.
That's
our side, right?
I'd like to get over there while I'm down here.
But they have some things, you know, what not to buy or whatever you like to buy. Little museums.
I wanted to ask you about the road system here in Baldwin County. Do y'all have a pretty good road system?
Fine, as far as I know. Real good. Some spots it could stand more work, you know, like a cost bond. But I see they're blacktopping a whole lot, redoing it here in Baymanette, making it so much nicer. And we really appreciate that. We think our roads are really bad when we hit them after being on those nice roads and hit the little spots, you know, such as from downside this railroad here back to the blacktop.
What kind of surface do most of them have?
Well, it's a pretty fair surface. And some places it'll give away, but I think the cause of that, when they're filling in, they put the wrong kind of dirt, kind of a sand-like stuff that give away, you know, didn't pack. It wouldn't pack like the other. And it'll naturally give, and I called it back to Dr. Burton. That's one why. And sometimes we have tremendous stumps in the land that'll rot out, and that'll cause a weak place in the earth, and they fill up that, but yet it'll sink down and pack. And that'll undermine the road too. That'll undermine the road too.
If you were driving along on the main road and you got out in the country and there was a little road going off the main road, what would you call that little road?
Well, we'd say there's a little three-trail road turning off over there. You take the three-trail road and it leads right down to the man's house or right down to the field or something like that.
Why do you call it three-trail?
It's just a little narrow road, and the reason it's called three-trail is caused from the back life of horse and wagon.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what brought up the three trail road. The horse walked in the middle and the wheels made it.
Right.
That three trail
road. Three and
all. Yeah.
How many roads people would call farm market roads or?
Yeah, a road leads to the market.